Message number 1040. I will never ignore those who are lonely, sad, frightened, and unsure as to whether or not God exists. Friday, February 7, 2014 at 23:38. My dearly beloved daughter, as my message is spread and as they ignite the need to encourage many to turn to me, many miracles will be witnessed. Non-believers, those of every faith, and those who have cut themselves off from me because of their sinful lives will convert. Of that I promise you. The man whose eyes are closed will open them. Those with hatred in their hearts will cry tears of joy when the weight of their burden is lifted. The man who does not know me at all will recognize me. So many will come and call out to me, and the presence of the Holy Spirit will be felt by many when they finally accept that I have intervened to save them from all harm. My daughter, please reassure all those who feel saddened by the way in which my existence in the world is being denied. Tell them, although every trace of me will be vanquished, that by the grace of God I will continue to enlighten the souls of those who call out to me. I will never forsake my own. I will never ignore those who are lonely, sad, frightened, and unsure as to whether or not God exists. By simply moving their pride to one side and asking me for a sign of my presence, I will respond to them. Never before have I intervened to such great magnitude as I do now. It is because of my desire to save the whole of humanity that I will cut through to the hearts of those who up to now have denied me, if and when they call out to me. I await your response. I anticipate the love and joy which I will fill your hearts and souls with at the moment of reconciliation, for that is the sweetness of your conversion. That will be the time when you unlock your soul and allow the light of God to bring you the greatest gift you could ever imagine, the gift of eternal life. Your Jesus.